you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Go. George Clooney's brutal prank on Brad Pitt.
You know what you're getting yourself into.
Julianne Hough's ex calls her out after their nasty split. And did Tom Cruise just lose it again?
Well said, thought out, agreed.
Plus, we are bringing holiday joy with Milo Ventimiglia.
Hi. What's up, Amelia? It's Milo.
So we are joined again by Kim Whitley. Yes. Love having you on the show. All right, you guys, today Hollywood is getting savage, starting with George Clooney and the prank that nearly landed Brad Pitt in jail. It all started while Brad and George were in Italy filming Ocean's 12. Brad put up posters telling the locals George only wanted to be referred to as Danny Ocean.
Oh my God.
But as George explained on the Howard Stern show, he got some serious revenge.
Then I went on a crusade to get him. It started, he bought it was just when the Priuses had come out and he was, you know, doing his bit for the world and, you know, driving a Prius. And I got a bumper sticker and put it on the back of his car. You know, you never look at the back of your car. And on the bumper sticker, it was in the shape of a pot plant and it said, cops. Because there's no way you're not getting pulled over with that bumper sticker.
You did that to Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
So did he get pulled over at all? Do you know the outcome?
Well, we saw him coming to work for about a week, and then finally he came and he's like, dude, not cool. I was like, what? And he goes, cop pulled him over and said, what's that about? And he's like, I have no idea.
That's hilarious. So if that wasn't bad enough, you guys, this one I think is almost worse. So George sent a letter to Meryl Streep with suggestions on how to be a better actor and then signed it from Brad. Oh my gosh.
Oh.
I would die. I would die.
First of all, I probably would die because black men and the cops don't really have the best relationships starting off with. So that might have led to something else. But I think I can get over the first prank. It would have been the letter to Meryl because there's no significant date of when he sent it and when she found out that it was him. So Meryl could have been thinking for 3 years, 4 years, 10 years that Brad Pitt thought she needed lessons on acting.
Yeah.
I would say even this is even worse. This is what happens to me. You know how someone plays a joke, but years go by, you forget because they tell you real fast. You know, I was just joking. That's what I did. But 10 years goes by, and then you forget that they told you because the joke was bigger than the apology.
100%.
And you're like, I think you did something to me. I remember what you did.
Uh-huh.
So I feel sorry for Meryl Streep. You know, she gets a little older. She's like, hey, I remember what you did.
Yeah, Brad, but that's, I mean, you got to have a friend that would do that, though. I mean, these are like, this is like the best bromance in Hollywood. George, he's just, you can't be mad at George.
No, you can't be mad at George.
He's just, he's too cute. He's too charismatic. He's too charming. He's just,
and it was
it's
all
funny.
Fun.
It's okay, because it's George.
It was George.
All right, you guys. Well, here's another feud that, I don't know, this may be reigniting here. Okay, it's been more than a decade since Julianne Hough split with country star Chuck Wicks, but we are just now finding out how messy things got. So Chuck set the record straight on his podcast called Talk to Chuck.
when I dated Julianne Hough, mm-hmm. we bought a house together, mm-hmm. did all these things. And then out of nowhere, you find out that they're not the person that you thought they were, mm-hmm. you know, and you break up. And then I had to, everybody wants to know why. Mm-hmm. And we made a pact together to basically lie, mm-hmm. to say, no, we just wanted to part ways. Everything's fine. It wasn't fine. Mm-hmm. You know, the fan. I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus, but it wasn't my fault.
Pretty sure you just threw somebody under the bus.
Threw her under the bus, then you ran the bus back over.
I mean,
how long do you have to keep these kind of pacts? I mean, 10 years, when do you eventually get to tell your truth?
Oh, there's a statute of limitation on pacts for sure. I think Shia LaBeouf is learning that the hard way right now, allegedly.
Yes.
But you know, I always say when celebrity couples break up and they say it's amicable, mm-hmm. don't ever believe them. Maybe it's amicable now, but they probably work for months to getting to that place. Mm-hmm. I don't think Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin woke up and were like, we're just gonna consciously uncouple. I'm sure there were knockdown, drag out fights before they got to that place. I do say, though, if you're going to make a pact with somebody about mm-hmm. this, you always wait until that person perishes or does something else to somebody else. And you can say, it happened to me, too. I know how you feel. But you can't come out the blue because you look bitter.
But I want to get out of that. I want to give a little background information to where this came about. So he was interviewing Carly Pearce. Now, Carly Pearce and Michael, she's another country singer. She just divorced Michael Ray. Mm-hmm. And it was like a very quick marriage. And she was being very vulnerable and opening up about her divorce. And so I think Chuck, you know, we do that on this show sometimes. I'm like, I don't need to really probably spill the guts about my ex, but it comes up in conversation and you're being vulnerable, so I'm going to be vulnerable. I think it was one of those, like, I don't think he meant to throw under the bus. I mean,
but is it vulnerable or is it comfortable?
You get too comfortable.
Yeah.
Yes, because there's the real breakup and there's the Hollywood breakup. Mm. And just like you were saying, why now? It's been years. What is the benefit?
100%.
Why?
And the other problem is...
Well, because I think he was trying to say to Carly, like, you don't have to... I know you're probably going to say, like, the PG thing, but you don't have to, right? Like, you don't have to stick to these
pacts
anymore.
Well, he felt like he had to for 10 years.
Yeah.
So don't tell Carly, hey, I know you've been out of your marriage for 2 weeks, but you don't have to, like, skirt around the problem. The interesting part about the whole thing is... If the tables were turned, would she want that pack from him? If he was the person that kind of sort of did the wrong thing, would she go on the red carpet and say, oh, it was all fun and games and it was fine, we're friends?
But I also think there's a thing when you're being interviewed and it's 10 years later, and if you don't have anything else going on, you can bring up something and say, oh, because I bring up a lot of things that people I've dated when I need attention.
Oh, you love
As Kim spills the truth. Now, do you guys think these kind of pacts happen all the time? And honestly, and back to your point, if you're the one who got hurt, why do you agree to that pact? What's the benefit in you?
Let me tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
You agree to that pact because it's easier to do it. Because if you got on the red carpet and someone said, what happened to that relationship? And you said, oh, it just wasn't the person that I thought she was. The next red carpet you go to, they're like, what did she do? Because you said in your last interview, X, Y, and Z.
It opens Pandora's box. Instead of just keeping it closed, shutting it down. Yeah, it turns into a snowball effect. Everybody wants to know. It's happened to me several times.
Yeah.
It is. It's easier.
Well, let's move on to this one. Okay, so 5 Mission Impossible staffers have reportedly quit after Tom Cruise flipped out a second time. Now, y'all remember the first, right? Talked about it yesterday. Mm-hmm. Listen to this.
Every studio at night, and they're looking at us to make their movies. We are creating thousands of jobs,
Right, so that's just a little bit of it. That leaked audio was published by The Sun after crew members reportedly broke COVID protocol, and the New York Times has confirmed it was authentic. Now, a source tells The Sun that Tom lost it a second time after that tape went public. Now, the supposed second rant was not caught on tape.
Allegedly.
So we don't have a clip of that, but people are quitting, apparently, over his rants.
Gloria Allred is probably at LAX right now in an Uber. Waiting for people to get there. I told you guys this yesterday. people are not only extra sensitive right mm-hmm. now, but everybody's got a lawyer.
Yes, that is
everybody's
a lawsuit coming.
You
got to
be careful.
Yeah.
Just for saying they're going to say, like, you verbally harassed me on
absolutely,
on
you embarrassed me. You messed up my reputation. You know, all those things. And that's what who is the keeper? Tom, who's the keeper? You always have a keeper. There's
someone. Does Tom have a keeper?
I don't think he has a keeper because a keeper, a person who is your keeper, they never let you go off twice. The first time, I was in the bathroom.
Right.
Sorry.
But that second time, you cannot, because you're lawyers and everyone talks to you.
But don't you get the impression that Tom is the personality that you don't tell Tom what to do? Tom has been
he's
the
so
king
sweet.
Of his.
But he's so sweet. He's so nice.
There was a black gay there on set being like, go off, sis. Go all the way off. By the way, the damage has already been done.
Yeah.
Half of Hollywood already agrees with you. You had George Clooney come out and say he understands what Tom was talking about because you're right. And you were right yesterday, and I agree with you. Tom Cruise has a lot on this on the line on this movie. He is not only an actor in it, he's a producer, and he wants to keep everybody safe. He wants to keep everybody paid, and he wants to keep everybody employed.
Well, how can you go off twice? Go ahead.
On top of all that, they've had to stop for COVID reasons. There's been multiple delays in this movie, right? Like, the more delays, the more money it costs. Every business knows that. So at the same time, it's like, come on, guys, we're never going to finish this movie. And I understand it's all about delivery.
That was the first time.
Go off, sis.
The second time, I'm sorry to interrupt you because I'm very upset because the first time, yes, I'm passionate. People are dying. The second time is going off is what? You recorded me. How dare you? See, now how are we forgiving?
But that is a breach of trust. You cannot record somebody without their knowledge. And guess what? If one of you did it here after me going off the first time,
would you go off
you trust and believe I'm going to go off. That is the lesson.
Because now you've pissed me off.
Now you've really pissed
me off. I'm not only mad at you for breaking COVID protocols, but now I'm mad that you're, like, leaking me to the tabloids. So that's the kind of atmosphere we're going to have on this set.
Go off.
But do you go off at the same level?
Yes. I take it up. I'm gonna bring it up.
Really?
Yes.
But the thing is that to Tom's defense, even if his delivery is awful, the heart of what he's trying to say is a good thing, right?
Yes.
He's trying to protect everybody. He's trying to keep everybody safe. He's trying to keep people employed versus, you know, if you're just secretly recording to try to make Tom look bad, like the heart of what you're doing isn't in the same place.
I agree.
You know, the heart of what I'm doing when I say, girl, you're terrible at your job, you need to pick up the slack or get the hell off this stage is one thing. But if I say, you know what, I think that we need to revamp some things, maybe change some things around, I think you're not fully, you know, leading to your potential, there are ways to say the same thing.
I feel like you've had this
but not
conversation
when you're upset.
With me.
I've had this conversation with myself.
25 times.
I've gone off on a
Justin
set before.
Justin will call me after a meeting and be like, you know, I think that was a good suggestion, but maybe next time you should say it like this and you might get further.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
I'd be tired sometimes at 6 a.m.
Here's the jam.
Okay.
She and I communicate differently, and I understand because I was once a producer, and I understand. I sit in the office for 3 hours, come up with storylines, and then present them to talent, and when talent says, no, and
by
then,
the way, I don't do that often.
Oh, okay.
No, she does it often. When she's pregnant, she does it often. But I'm always like, you have great suggestions, and I understand the stories that you don't want to do, but if you just flip it around and say, you know, this is not quite our audience, but maybe if we take it this way, maybe this
way. So there is a way to present it and say it. But when you're in a moment of passion, which I've been on the set and I have gone off, and then afterwards I'm like, oh my gosh. What, you know, because you think about what you said, you can't reel it back
in. You need a friend, right? Like, we like, you know, Justin and I have that with each other. We can say, like, hey, that wasn't cool, man. Maybe you should have not done it like that, you know? Like, you need a friend that will tell it to you like that. Or me telling him, you know.
Okay, I agree.
We all know Justin's diva ways, okay? All right, we reached out to Tom's camp, just so you know, haven't heard back. Okay, coming up, the celeb thirst trap that got everyone lining up to shoot their shot. You won't believe who it is. Plus, Milo Ventimiglia is going to drop by and show a heartwarming surprise with a young lady.
Yes.
Stay with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now it's time for Pop of Love. Okay, you won't believe the newest star to drop a thirst trap on Instagram. Welcome to 2020, Tyler Perry. He wrote that he's 51, single, and quote, "This is what a midlife crisis looks like." Damn. I like it.
I love it.
He looks good. Fans are very into it. They're all shooting their shot all over his page, hoping they get noticed. What do you think, Kim?
Oh, I think he's hot. But Tyler Perry, you don't ever have to say, "I'm single. I'm ready." Nothing. It's not a thirst trap. Tyler Perry, it just... let me tell you something. Tyler Perry can just get in a tub and put a bunch of money on top of him. And
right.
It's Tyler Perry.
That's how you do it.
All the good work he does for people.
Yeah.
I don't know about that COVID beard. That's the only thing that's swollen.
No, don't be picky about the beard.
Don't be picky about the beard.
Look at the muscles.
There's some aloe for that.
We're friends, so I can't look at him like that.
Really?
I love him. Oh, yeah.
I don't know why he threw the thirst trap. I mean, the man makes a reported $92 million a year. Oh. That trap was already set by four.
Exactly. All you have to do is just nothing.
Just say, "I'm single."
I'm single.
But I guess people know. The crazy thing about this is because I set thirst traps as well. And I set these thirst traps when I feel ultra confident about myself, or I'm feeling my new look. You know, I'm working out harder. Mm-hmm. I'm dieting better. That just goes to show you that money and success doesn't buy you self-confidence. You gotta find it within yourself. I almost said buy, but you can't buy that. And it just seems like after 51 years, after 20 years of being in the business, this man is finally coming into his own and really feeling himself. And I kind of like it for him.
But if he is setting a trap, I'm just saying, if I'm out there, how would I ever get to Tyler Perry?
You know people.
I'm not even just anyone. Tyler, call your girl. I got to hook
All
up.
Right, you guys, a hopeless romantic hit up the internet to ask, has anyone ever fallen in love at the wrong time? Many people responded in agreement, saying age and distance played a role in their relationships not working out when they thought they met the one. Can you relate? Have you guys ever had this happen to you?
Oh, 100%.
I need some tissue.
It always happens to me.
Always happened to me.
You know, I always meet guys who are in their late 20s and or early 30s, and I always wish I met them in the back of their 30s or in the beginning of their 40s, because I've been through a relationship where you meet somebody, you mold them into the perfect guy, and then they leave you and marry the next person, and the next person gets to enjoy all the hard work
you put into that person. Yes.
And I'm never doing that again. That's happened to me one too many times.
Yeah, but you can't really even control it. I met a guy. We met him. He was married, but we were friends. But then he got divorced. But when he got divorced, I got engaged.
Then
I never made it to, because I have commitment issues. I never made it to the altar. But then what happens? He gets married again.
As you're getting out the other relationship.
When I just got out, and then he got married. So every time.
Wait a minute. So is he still married?
He's divorced now.
Oh, well, Kim. The stars are aligning.
No.
If it happened to them twice,
it's probably not meant to
be. That's not true. It only really happened once was the real connection. And then it was just the timing's been off all the time. Now is your time, Kim.
You know what?
Kim, we don't control you.
We'll talk about it when we get a chance, because I think that ship has sailed.
No. That ship's not sailed.
Tom is sitting right here. He's waiting.
Tom's like, "I'm ready." All right, you guys, up next, Taylor versus Scooter, Harry and Meghan versus the royal family. We are taking sides in the wildest feuds of 2020. Then why Khloe Kardashian feels she is being disrespected.
Yes.
We'll be back.
I belong, honey.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS, or play online via Facebook Games.
All right, Daily Pop Court is in session. On today's docket, 2020's wildest celebrity feuds. As you can see, I will be the judge. I'm very excited about this thing. Okay, you guys each have 30 seconds to argue your side. Are you ready for this? Mm-hmm. First up, Taylor Swift versus Scooter Braun. He bought and sold her master recordings. She was furious and publicly shaded him, and now she is re-recording her old songs. Kim, you will be defending Taylor. Go!
You know what? That was Taylor's songs. She did the work, and she should own it. And everyone knew what a master, the masters are the most important thing to an artist. That is, now she has to go back and re-record all those songs. Imagine me. I would have to go back and redo all those movies, and the only person that does that is adult film stars.
Oh, yes!
You've got Scooter. Justin, go!
You know, business is business. I made a business deal. You could have had the chance to do it, but you didn't answer Scott Bruschetta's text messages. So that's up to you and your past management company, not moi. If I wouldn't have bought him for $300 million, somebody else would have. So what do you want me to do, pass on the deal? Money is money. It's legal.
I need a rebuttal.
Very good arguments. I'm going to go with Kim. That was
Taylor.
Good. That was good. But the heart, you got me at the heart. Okay. Up next, Harry and Meghan versus the royal family. They ditched their duties in the merry old England for a stunning Santa Barbara. And things reportedly got ugly, especially between Harry and his brother, William. Justin, why did Harry and Meghan win this one?
You know what? You have one life to live. You have to choose your happiness. We did not sign a contract. My clients did not sign a contract to be a part of the royal family. They were a part of the royal family and did their duties until they couldn't. Happiness, you only get one shot at it. So I'm not defending my clients anymore. They have a choice, and they made the choice. It's Santa Barbara.
Kim, defend the royal family here.
The royal family is not about the royal family. It is about the crown. No one is above the crown. The queen isn't even above the crown. Do you understand? It is about the crown.
He was a spare.
Let
me explain something. You had your chance. You can't be a part-time royal. You better look and see what happened to Edward and to Andrew. Ha, ha, ha. The queen is 150 years old. She has been doing this long.
She didn't even know they're gone. She's old.
Oh, right. You still have the other one. Okay, sorry.
I'm ruling because of the fact that they're not even part-time. They're not doing nothing. I'm just going to give it to Justin.
No, that's just because you've known him longer.
All right, well, let's see. This could be the tiebreaker here. Okay, on to the feud that seems too bizarre to be true. We can thank Tiger King for this one. Joe Exotic versus Carol Baskin. I don't even know what the hell you guys are going to say with this one, but Kim, you've got Joe. Why does he win?
Joe wins, first of all, hands down, because he brought back the mullet and he has on eyeliner. And during quarantine and Netflix, we have Joe Exotic. Without Joe, there would be no Carol. What?
Wow.
Hello?
Wow. All right, and Justin, why does Carol win?
Because Joe's in jail. I'm done.
Check the meat grinder. Check the meat grinder.
Joe is in jail. Carol wins because she can walk out here right now.
Is she here? Don't scare me.
I think you're right, Justin. I'm sorry, Kim, but Joe is in jail. I mean, he tried to kill Carol.
Joe's in jail.
we got to move on. Okay. All right. So finally, last one, the Beverly Hills Housewives versus Denise Richards and that whole Brandy Glanville mess here. Justin, you are going to be taking the side of Denise.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, first of all, my client is an adult woman. She can do whatever she wants with herself.
And she did.
And she did. And she had a good time. And you know what? She just wanted to keep it personal. I don't think that my client should have to ask for her own privacy. This was somebody who came off the bench on a show that she wasn't even on to exploit my client. Why? Why? When a world of sexual freedom and LGBTQI, do not look at this woman because she's questioning and judge her for it. Okay, client can be free.
Kind of a stretch there. Okay, but
that was
on.
Kind of a stretch there because Denise is hiding and in denial. That's what she's been doing. Brandy is free and she is clear about her sexuality and what she wants to do. Okay, I don't know who really came on to who. That is the question here. Okay, and My client has receipts. You better look at the text messages.
Those are doctor.
No, they're not. The
Those
text
are doctor.
Messages, you can go to the wire company and ask them.
Show me the receipts.
The receipts.
You can't get nothing off of Boost Mobile.
If you say, okay, you know what? She has lipstick on her collar places.
From 6 months ago?
Yes.
Tell your client
yes, to tell she saved
tell
it.
Your client
I
to tell
her. What? Next. I'm going with Kim in this one. This was fun. I really like this thing. I need this more often. Okay, coming up, the feuds keep coming. Selling Sunset star Christine Quinn is here to talk all about the drama on her hit show. Plus, is she still feuding with Tariq El Moussa? Those feuds are next.
Why your client still got lipstick from January?
You like to keep the smell? I don't know. Oh.
Well, why was the blue dress kept?
Ooh.
Oh. We couldn't talk feuds today without the girl who is in so many feuds. Please welcome Selling Sunset's Christine Quinn.
I'm so excited to be here, guys. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my God. We couldn't even wait for you to get here.
You.
First off, first year wedding.
Thank you. Yes.
How's it been being married?
Yeah. No, it's been great. I can't believe it's been a year. Like, time flies.
Show that rock.
Yeah, show the rock.
Which one do you want to show?
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna need to like.
Isn't it crazy? Isn't it nuts? He did so good.
Thank you. So, well, maybe so I did so good because I was like, here, this is what I want. You know, here, I maybe picked that a little bit.
But. Yeah, well, it worked out because that's gorgeous. Okay,
thank
now.
Thank you.
Let's talk about some of the feuds on this show that you have, Selling Sunset. We're going to play a little game. So we're going to call this Too Far or Too Fun.
Love it.
Okay?
Yes.
So we'll remind you of what went down, and then you tell us, you know, did we go a little too far here, or was it just too fun?
Perfect.
Okay. First, Chrishell Stouse, you know, went through a divorce with Justin Hartley on your latest season. She says she was blindsided, but you and Davina thought, not so much. Was that too far or too fun?
Too fun. I had so much fun with that. I mean, you know my answer for every single one of these questions, right?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God. Do you regret bringing it up that way? Or have you and Chrishell actually talked since doing that?
Yeah, of course we have talked. You know, we work together, so we see each other in the office. But, you know, the thing is do I regret bringing it up? No, not at all. I mean, you know, I have my right to have my own opinion, and that's okay, and that's what makes a show, and that's what makes it fun. You know, if we all got along and had the same opinion, I don't think the show, it'd be boring.
Well, I've been waiting to ask this question until you got here. Do you think Chrishell and Keo are really in a relationship, or do you think it's for publicity? I'm just asking.
I really don't know much about it. I just think he's really cute, and they seem happy together. I don't know.
He's hot.
I mean, he is. So I don't blame her.
Have you met him yet? No, probably not.
No.
Okay, well, let's get on to another feud. So you compared Heather Rae Young and her fiancé, Tariq El Moussa, to Heidi and Spencer because they love the attention so much. Was this too far or too fun?
Oh, it was too fun. I loved it. I had a great time with this. And the Spidey thing, I mean, come on. It's just so original.
Well, what about this, though? Since Tariq fired back, he said they're not really interested in dealing with your nonsense, and it makes you look, quote, stupid. What did you think when he said that?
Well, I mean, like, I feel like he looks stupid. This was a year ago, and he's bringing it up now. I mean, I don't know. I just, why are you so obsessed with me? I mean, I'm thrilled, but that was so long ago.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about one of my favorites.
Yes.
Your co-star, Mary Fitzgerald.
Yes.
Okay, so Mary and her husband, you told Davina that Mary and her husband did not want them at their wedding.
Yes, yeah.
Do you feel like you should have let them break that news?
Honestly, no. I feel like, you know, Davina is my best friend, and I had to let her know. And I know that if you had a best friend and you had the secret, it would crush you. So I couldn't have her wait to find out. And I knew that Mary would have taken a little bit too long. And, you know, it had been 3 weeks, and Mary still hadn't said anything to her. So I waited. I did give her the opportunity, you know, and I did respect her privacy up until a certain point. And it was getting closer and closer to the wedding. And I was like, you know what? I just have to tell Davina. I have to.
Yeah.
So I made that choice because I'm really loyal to my friend.
Yeah.
I was on your side on that one. I would have told my best friend.
Yeah, I would have told her, too.
Thank you, Carissa.
Let me ask you a question.
the brothers are breaking up,
yeah,
their business.
Yeah.
How do you choose which one to go with?
You know, I feel like Jason and I have always been loyal from day one. You know, he's the one who got me in real estate, so I'll always be with him. But I love Brett as well. And, you know, I wish him nothing but the best. But I think maybe they'll work really well together because, yeah, you know, they did get in some fights sometimes. So I think it's a good chance for them to kind of do their own thing and, you know, take it day by day. So we'll see how it goes. But I'd be curious to see if he's going to try to get some of the girls to come over to his side.
Oh, I cannot wait. You guys, Selling Sunset is streaming now on Netflix. Go check out this firecracker. She is the best thing about this show. Thank you so much for coming, Christine.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here. This is so much fun.
We love having you. Come back soon. Okay, you guys, still ahead. Who is disrespecting Khloe Kardashian and how she is responding today? Plus, Milo Ventimiglia is bringing holiday joy to a young fan. You don't want to miss this special surprise.
How long have you guys been together?
Girl, that ring. Oh, I can't even. It's blinding me from here. And we're like 20 feet away. Welcome back to Daily Pop. It is time for the Hollywood Minute. We've got all of your top Hollywood headlines in just 60 seconds, give or take. We'll see what happens. Start the clock and let's get into it. Okay, the Masked Singer finale was last night and the Sun was named the big winner. Did you guess who it was?
Oh, my God!
Leanne. All right, you guys, Lizzie McGuire fans, I have some sad news. I regret to inform you the reboot is officially not happening. The new version was to follow Lizzie navigating life in her 30s. Hilary Duff posted the announcement saying she would want any reboot to be authentic and honest to who Lizzie is. And I guess that's just not going to happen. And Khloe Kardashian is dealing with a typo trauma the way only Khloe can. So this photo of a Kardashian Christmas card was posted on a nostalgia site. Very cute, except for the fact that the glaring typo of Khloe's name is not so cute. So Khloe noticed, reposted the picture, and said it was so rude, adding LOL because kind of funny. And that's your Hollywood Minute. Okay. Look it. I made it in time. Okay, this was a fun one. I teamed up with Milo Ventimiglia to surprise a young fan who's been having a tough time during the pandemic, and her reaction was priceless. You guys, watch this. Look who's here with me, guys. It's Milo Ventimiglia. I'm so excited to see you, and I'm so excited because we are about to surprise one of his biggest fans. Her name is Amelia, and she's been going through a really tough time during this pandemic. Milo, are you ready to make Amelia's holiday wish come true?
Very ready, Chris. Good to see you.
Okay, we're gonna call Amelia and just get to know her a little bit better first. Hi, Amelia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So good. Now, we know that this year has not been very easy for you. Your dad has been taking care of your grandma in Texas, and you miss him a lot, right?
Yeah, because we're really used to having him around.
What do you think's the hardest part about this 2020 situation?
Doing school from home, it's been really rough.
We were also really sad to hear that your father couldn't make it to your 14th birthday. That stinks, but we have some good news. We want to cheer you up. We have someone here who wants to meet you, and we hear you're a big fan. Now, here's a little hint here. He starred in Gilmore Girls, and This Is Us. Do you know who it is?
I think so.
What's up, Amelia? It's Milo. Nice to meet you. How are you?
Yeah, nice to meet you, too. I'm really good.
So quarantine's been a little tough, huh?
Yeah, it's been hard.
Keep your chin up. This is all temporary. By the time you're my age, you're going to think back to when you were 14, going through quarantine, and think, oh yeah, look at all that I've done in my life beyond the 10 months that we've all been locked down and away from our friends and away from some family and all that.
Thank you.
Is there one question you've been dying to ask Milo?
How was it working on Gilmore Girls? I feel like it'd be really fun. Everyone seems so nice.
It was a lot of fun. Come on, I'll get you a pizza.
Answer my question.
Do you like pepperoni?
I have a little something fun. Please take a look at It's Amelia on Ventimiglia. If you guys have seen the Elf on the Shelf trend going on.
That's amazing.
Oh, so cute. Right?
Can he call me?
Yeah, I know.
At this point, I would do whatever needs to be done.
Like the sweetest, cutest guy in Hollywood. Such a nice person. What'd you say?
Thirst trap.
Thirst trap, yes. Put that out there. All right, you guys can see more of Milo when This Is Us returns January 5th on NBC. Coming up, Gwenna Blake, Jeannie and Jeezy. How well do we know their engagement rings? We're going to be put to the test when we come back.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. We want to give a big shout out to our friend Keisha Knight Pulliam. The former Cosby Show star is engaged to her man, Brad James. So cute. People Magazine out Friday has all of the exclusive photos. They look so happy. Keisha announced the news on Instagram saying, "My desire is a lifetime and beyond filled with love and family." Wow. Congratulations, you two.
This show is really good luck for people except me. You might be next.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
Well, you guys, 2020 brought some big celebrity engagements. But can you remember what new bling went with that ring finger?
Okay.
It's time to play Put a Ring on It, where Carissa and Kim will literally have to put the correct ring on the celebrity couple. Okay, there are three different couples. There's Gwen and Blake, Jeezy and Jeannie, and we have Charlie and Lily Collins right here. You guys have 15 seconds to match the rings with the couple. The twist is there are four rings to choose from, and we'll do more rounds until one of you gets it right. You have 15 seconds. Let's go.
Okay.
Oh, this is a skinny hand.
Let's get some music
in
here.
I'm thinking with these funky nails.
Nails. Oh, those I'm going.
Okay, you guys only have 8 seconds
one.
Left.
This looks good
she,
right there.
I feel like did something very simple. And
this looks
nice. That was the
oh, shoot.
Look. Got it.
Okay, hold on. Time is up. Wait,
I got the pink one. The blue one.
What do you have?
The blue goes here.
Oh, my God. How did she get it right the first time?
Are you kidding?
She got it right the first time.
No, I got it right also.
She did, too. She did, too. But you know what?
Oh, you did, too, but it wasn't on.
It flew. Okay.
So we have a winner. Carissa won the game.
Justin's really trying to make my Thursday right now.
Okay,
let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Who do you think will make it down the aisle first, second, and third?
Oh, absolutely. First.
Yeah, Jeannie ain't wasting no time.
Second. Yep.
And
we don't know when they're going to do this.
This may not ever even happen.
That's me. That is me over there with all my fiancés right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Which ring would you want out of the three?
Ooh. This
I definitely
one,
don't
Jeannie's.
Want the one. Yes.
Why?
Because it's just like, I love whenever the diamond stands out so far from the band. It's just like, boom.
What about you?
I want the one we didn't pick. I don't know whose that is, but
that looks like Beyonce or Kim's like fourth ring from Kanye.
I like that one.
Very cute. Okay, you guys, up next,
ring.
The year's most outrageous fashion. Plus, we debate who had the best red carpet look of all time.
Get engaged.
Or of the year, rather.
Put a ring on it. Put a ring.
2020 has been full of a lot of things, including some insane celebrity fashion. Let's take a look back at some of the best fashion moments of the year.
Where's the sparkles? Where's the feathers? Give them to me!
I really like dive into it.
One of the biggest fashion moment makers has to be Billy Porter. No matter what carpet he's on, Billy always steals the show.
You know, the feathers are fragile. This actually zips off. This is not a sitting outfit. This is a standing outfit.
But leave it to Lady Gaga to rock multiple killer looks in one night. From her space-inspired outfit to all her onstage style, Gaga totally crushed the MTV VMAs. Then there's J-Lo's sexy Super Bowl looks. This fashion moment was one of the most searched for the year. And Kim Kardashian West pulled out all the stops in this tight AF latex outfit that she could barely squeeze into.
Ariana Grande went in a much bigger direction with this gray tulle gown at the Grammys, and Regina King confessed she wasn't used to wearing all the fabric at the Oscars.
You said this is more dress than you've ever had.
The first time I've like had this much dress, but I think it works with the weather.
It
because
does.
It's warm.
This is Versace, and you know it's the all pink, you know. Very cuffed. Look at me. Oh my God.
Lil Nas X definitely turned heads this year in this bright pink look, as did Nicole Richie in this stunning lime green dress. But the queen of green was Miss Billie Eilish.
Tell me about the choice to go green tonight.
I mean, that's always the move for me lately, clearly.
Yeah.
This is all Gucci custom.
No.
And talk about a sweet entrance. Lizzo wore a chocolate bar inspired dress to the Brit Awards this year, complete with a matching chocolate bar shaped clutch.
Oh.
So good. All right, Justin, what was your favorite fashion moment of 2020?
Cynthia Erivo had two of my favorite looks this year. The first one was from the Oscars. That white Versace was so unbelievable, and that skin just popping off that white fabric gave me everything. I like that she kept it true to herself. I like that she went with the drama on the hands, kept the neckline really simple, let the hair match the dress. This, to me, was one of the perfect looks. The other one I have to say that she also did was the SAG Awards moment. That color blocking, those colors, that beautiful tennis bracelet. What an unbelievable look for her. And I just love that she let her arms sit there, be as bare as possible. This, to me, was one of, if I got married tomorrow, I would literally wear that.
What? Such good picks.
Same colors.
Okay, Kim, what about you?
Oh, anything J-Lo. Anything that J-Lo puts on. It was she had this beautiful dress on at the People's Choice Awards. And I mean, because she's not too sexy. She's a sexy girl. She has a beautiful body. But she wore something that didn't show off, you know, the famous J-Lo curve.
Well, yeah,
the bump.
It's like art.
Yeah, look at that. It looks like a nice tomato. Or your cupcake upside down. Well, it's just, it looks beautiful.
A $15,000 cupcake.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
And the hair looks good with it. Mm-hmm. Hair is important. People don't realize that.
The
hair, like you said, with Cynthia Erivo, how her hair matched the dress.
Yeah.
The hairstyle can take away from the dress.
100. Mm-hmm. And I also think it's really important when Jennifer Lopez steps on a carpet, it's not like Jennifer Aniston where you know it's going to be a black dress, you know it's going to be silky. J-Lo will come. Yeah, she'll get in a little groove for a minute and she'll do the cutout dresses. But then she'll come with something totally different. This is a departure from what she normally does.
Yes.
And I feel like that's why we love her and that's why she's such a huge style.
Well, and classic. I'm going with Zendaya because I think she's young but has that exact same fashion sense. Mm-hmm. She goes for the unexpected. She goes for something to shock you and wow you. The only Zendaya can pull off. I loved this look with her with the pink metal. This was at the Critics' Choice Awards. And I mean, she's just young and fresh and flawless, and the hair, the whole look, she just always gets every part of the outfit correct.
Well, I have a question. Are you ever too young to wear something like that? Because I keep Zendaya in a certain age, you know, Disney young,
but you can't do that.
I know.
You cannot do that, but I think the reason why girls take these fashion risks and do these moments is to break out those boxes. When this came down the runway at Tom Ford, the first thing I said was, Zendaya's gonna wear that. Mm-hmm. Watch it happen. And she did. This to me says, I am young, I am flirty, but I'm also old enough to let you know that I am here I will be having a cocktail or five
and
in this
sexy
party.
Cocktail. As hell.
I don't know if she had a cocktail yet.
And while we're talking fashion, you guys gotta see the Royal Rebel who just got a wild new buzz cut. It's Princess Charlene of Monaco and her half hawk.
Yes.
Okay. Her traditional hair of the bob, it's gone. She revealed the new look, the shaved head, while handing out Christmas gifts to
children. This took me by surprise because she is always so put together. She's a descendant of Grace Kelly, and she has Grace Kelly's ring. So for me, this was like just a departure from her normal, like, button-up self. But I love that royals are stepping out the box. I love that royals are like, after Megxit, I'm going to do this because I've always wanted to do it. And I love love it.
Yes.
The bangs, I have a hard time with the really short bangs like that. But other than that, I think that the whole fact that she's being edgy is cool, but.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. I think she's been watching The Crown. She was like, enough of this.
Right.
This family, I'm going to step up. Yes.
Well, that's it for us today. Kim, thanks for joining us this week. We've had so much fun with you. Please come back soon.
I've had a good time. Absolutely.
Tomorrow, Teddy Mellencamp and Danica McKellar are both joining us live, and we're going to break down the most shocking splits of 2020. Have a good day, everyone. See you tomorrow.
It is hot in here, honey. Woo. That wall gets hot. I'm getting all that Christmas weight already.